Hello there. Don't be alarmed. We're just preparing your listening device for Scuba Radio, the world's first radio show devoted to diving. We do this, of course, by filling your radio with water. Don't worry. We're professionals. Thanks to me, you won't even get wet. You see, I've crammed every appendage of my body into the cracks and crevices of your radio, ensuring an airtight seal. By the way, don't touch your on-off knob. That's a very sensitive area. Anyway, I should remind you, we believe in the buddy system just like diving, so don't listen alone. Call your buddy and tell them that Scuba Radio is about to begin.
We're going to start a new life under the sea.
So, am I going to drown?
Of course not. Just stay calm and let the gentle currents relax your every muscle.
Under the sea. Under the sea.
Did it just get warmer?
There'll be no accusations, just friendly crustaceans under the sea.
Where the hell are the sharks?
And now, here's your dive guide for Scuba Radio, Greg the Dive Master.
And welcome. This is the world's first radio show devoted to diving. I am Greg the Dive Master. I'm in the studio. I kid you, this is not a lie. You are not dreaming. Here, let me pinch you.
Ow! Damn it! That hurt.
That's the most action you've had in a month. What are you kidding me?
Well, how else is going to have
like
action?
You like it.
You've left me locked in a closet for a month while you've been out gallivanting.
All right. Well, that's what you get. But
nothing. And then pinched when you return.
Yeah, but it's where I pinched you that counted.
It's a good point. Most people can't hit a target that size.
Speaking of romantic interludes,
yeah.
Did you see The Bachelorette?
No.
The season finale of The Bachelorette was this past week. They filmed it in Fiji, where we had our last little dive adventure. We're going to talk about that a little bit today. Also, a special at the Fort Young Hotel in Dominica. I have some details on a really cool package that they put together for Scuba Radio listeners. And we got Shark Week to talk about last week and my travels and all this stuff. But you know what? Let's start it off in a different direction, because there's a lot of people that we haven't been able to talk to lately because I've been traveling. Grenada,
yeah, don't
Dominica.
Say we. Don't say we, white man.
You've traveled in your mind along with us as you were cooped up in this 10x10 room. With
yeah, that's exactly what I
but,
did.
But you know, you were still on a journey, and hopefully you found yourself. And maybe we'll talk about that a little bit, too. But first, Eric Douglas, he's the big cheese here, or one of the big cheeses at Divers Alert Network. But on the side, he has books by Eric. booksbyeric.com, and he is on Scuba Radio right now. He likes to do this little author thing. How you doing, Eric?
Welcome.
Eric, are you?
Hey, Greg, we've missed you.
Yeah, you missed me. See, Eric missed me too. So that's good. Yeah, but I'm not going to pinch you, Eric. As much as you pay me, you probably pay me to do this. But you know,
well, we'll talk about that later.
Exactly. Let's talk about this book, yeah, because I don't know how you find time for this stuff. But you seem to, you know, in between your many duties here at Divers Alert Network, you end up writing books for divers that have kind of like a diving theme, the whole Michael Scott series, kind of like a James Bond thing. It's amazing stuff. And you can go to booksbyeric.com and find out all about that. But now you've branched out into children's books. Is this going to be like the new Harry Potter or what?
Well, this is more actually for those of you out there with smaller children. Think Magic Treehouse. You know, that whole series of books for kids. They're the early chapter books for kids. That was more the era I was aiming for. I'd love to go like Harry Potter, but no, we're not quite at that level yet.
Okay, all right.
In time.
So baby steps.
Exactly.
So this book is geared towards what age group?
This book is geared toward probably 6 to 9 year olds. It's really designed as a first chapter book or an early chapter book reader for kids. My daughters, I have two daughters. They're 9 and 10 now. But when I first started writing this book or first started work on this book, they were in that same age range. And I spent a lot of time reading books with them and to them. And I thought, you know what? I'm a writer. I'm an author, and why don't I just write one of these things? So I ended up writing a couple children's books for my kids, mainly just for something for them to read, and then it kind of grew out of that.
Right. Now, the name of the book is called The Sea Turtle Rescue. So from the title, I assume it's about a dolphin who saves the world.
Precisely. It deactivates the bomb and thwarts her. No.
Okay, that'll be the next book. But no, so give us the story and an idea. And what do you try to accomplish by releasing this book, other than just entertaining the kids, taking them away from the TV for a little bit?
Sure. And actually, what we did is after I wrote this book for my daughters, I worked through a friend who worked for Oceana, the Environmental Oceans Organization, and they ended up publishing the book. So what we did is we took the story to an elementary school and let the kids themselves draw pictures to illustrate each chapter. And so then Oceana picked the best ones of those and published the book. But what we've done is published the book online for anybody to download off the Oceana website. The easiest link to find it is off of my website. Go to booksbyeric.com, and it's right there on the front page, and it'll link you straight to the Oceana website.
Hold on. Here you are. This is once again, this is a case of one of the guests on our show trying to claim that their link on their site, booksbyeric.com, is easier to get to than this. I'm just going to give you the link because I just downloaded it just this second, and it's very simple. It's http://na.oceana.org/sites/default/files/c_turtle_rescue_final.1.pdf. So just don't go to booksbyeric.com, which is so self-serving here by the author, booksbyeric.com. Instead, go to this much easier link that I just gave you and can't possibly repeat.
Yeah, it's a little hard to find.
Well, not at booksbyeric.com. So just go there.
Not at booksbyeric.com.
Click on it, and any 6 to 9 year old will have no problem.
Yeah, and in fact, my 22-month-old would probably be able to download this from booksbyeric.com.
Yeah. Now, is there?
For those of us in our range.
Yeah.
But what the story's about?
Yeah. What's it about, and what's the mission? What is the moral of this story of the sea turtle rescue?
No spoilers, please.
Yeah, no spoilers. I'll save the ending. But it was really my desire to teach my own daughters about the ocean and the importance of protecting the ocean and the animals that live in the ocean. It's easy to talk about dolphins. It's easy to talk about sea turtles. And if you protect the sea turtles and make the ocean safer to the sea turtles, it'll kind of help. It filters down to the rest of the ocean is the logic behind this.
Uh-huh.
But people like to think about sea turtles and dolphins. They don't like to think about the ugly fish in the ocean. So, we use the attractive animals as the ones to protect.
Right.
But anyway,
to hook them in. Yeah.
Exactly. So, this was just my way of communicating my love of the ocean and the excitement I feel when I'm with a sea turtle in the ocean, when I'm diving, to convey that to my daughters who aren't quite old enough to dive yet. And it was fun too. I ended up using, the two main characters in the story are two little girls about the same ages of my daughters, and ended up using their middle names as the characters of the, in the book.
Right.
So it kind of personalized it for them. It made it fun for them and exciting for them. And it was just a fun project to work on. And Oceana was great. They printed about 1,000 copies that they have distributed at various events and sea turtle programs. But then they put the entire file up on their website for everyone to download.
Nice. Now, is the turtle's name Bill or Greg?
There is not a Bill or a Greg.
I've got a Monique. I've got a Jane. I've got a Marie. I've got a Javier.
What kind of friend are you, Eric? Gee whiz. No.
Well, if it helps, Greg, I'm working on the next sequel in the Mike Scott series.
Uh-oh. Can I be a villain?
So,
can you kill him? Can you kill him?
I'd like to be the Joker, please. Or I don't know. Are you thinking something?
That's a heck of an idea. That's a heck of an idea. I had not actually thought about that, but I do. I always have struggled. One of the things I struggle with when I write my books is naming the characters.
Yeah.
So I'm thinking there's going to be a villain named Greg the Dive Master or something. I don't know. We'll have to work that in there somewhere.
How about something more subtle than that? Something like, I don't know, Hegg Grolt. You know, that's subtle, isn't it?
I have a lot of four-letter word nicknames that people have used about me over the years, so I'll have to give them to you off the air, if you know what I mean. But
Fair enough.
Hopefully I can create some inspiration for you. But Eric, I love what you do. You know, it's awesome stuff. And if it's anything remotely close to the work you've done with some of your other books, and even though it's for the kids, I mean, it sounds like it's a really nice little a gift for your nieces.
Even though it's for the kids, he thinks it's good. That's what he just said.
I can imagine the quality level of what Eric puts out is way beyond what you just don't expect this out of some guy we know in the dive industry. And he puts out amazing works of literature. Check it out, booksbyeric.com, the new kids book, The Sea Turtle Rescue. All right, more coming up.
This is the Worldwide Scuba Radio Network.
For over 20 years, Explore Ventures has been taking people just like you aboard their liveaboard dive vessels. You start as a guest and leave as a friend. It's a philosophy that comes from the top down at Explore Ventures, and just maybe why Explore Ventures is one of the best repeat customer stats in the dive industry. Of course, they offer spectacular diving in the Bahamas, Turks and Caicos, and Galapagos. All the details are right there at ExploreVentures.com, but it's the people and the friendships one makes on these adventures that really sets Explorer Ventures apart from the rest. That's why we've made Explorer Ventures the official liveaboard company of Scuba Radio. Matter of fact, we'll be on several trips throughout the year, and we'd love for you to join us on any of these great diving adventures. However, the bottom line is, Explorer Ventures does the liveaboard dive experience right. Call them and see for yourself at 1-800-322-3577 or visit ExplorerVentures.com. That's ExplorerVentures.com.
You suck. You have to survive when you're scuba diving 30 feet underwater. The next time you dive, suck air through Oceanic's new Delta 4 regulator with dry valve technology. DVT eliminates moisture, corrosion, and hose deterioration. The Delta 4 also features an FDX10 balanced diaphragm for years of hassle-free diving. So admit it, you suck. And you should be sucking on a Delta 4 by Oceanic.
You are a diver and have the Dive Flag shirt, hat, and bumper sticker to prove it. However, you can share your love of diving and ascend to a higher level with Dive Silver. Combining exquisite sterling silver with gemstones, Dive Silver is the perfect way to share your passion for the underwater world. From mantis to mermaids and everything in between, you'll find something truly unique to express your love of diving in the extensive line of Dive Silver jewelry. And at an affordable price, go to DiveSilver.com and see for yourself. That's DiveSilver.com.
Somewhere in the middle of the 7 mile bridge, he said, Bella, do you want to see the rest? She said, I haven't a care, Lenny, just take me there. And they drove all the way to Key West.
I want to go.
US 1, heading down US 1.
Hi, this is Mermaid Tony from the Florida Keys. You are listening to Scuba Radio, the world's first radio show devoted to diving. Now, here's the guy who's the reason I won't drink another Jaeger bomb.
You just wake up in a room and have no idea where you are.
Until the next time we meet.
All right, who wants to party?
Greg, the Dive Master.
Who's known as having the silkiest, smoothest voice in the 90s.
Giggity.
Yeah, that would be me. Tony is in the Keys. She evidently limited out on lobster for the first day of lobster season, just like I did on the radio last week for mini season.
Uh-huh.
It's a trend, I tell you. It's a good trend. Yes, Bill?
My understanding is that Tony ate lobster that she had caught.
Has she eaten it already? She just caught it this morning. Has she already had it for lunch? Maybe. I don't know.
No.
It's possible.
I'm comparing this against your story.
What do you mean?
How much of the lobster that you caught during lobster mini season did you eat, Greg?
Well, I was down there for the week because last week we had those underwater scooter races.
Yes.
So I was down there on Thursday for mini season, the second day of mini season.
Right. Second and last day of mini season.
Eliminated out on Florida spiny lobster.
Hold on.
What?
The story again now is, because you've told me a slightly different story.
What do you mean?
That when you were down there for Florida mini season,
right.
you could have caught up to 12
And that's
lobster.
Exactly what I did. I caught up to 12 Florida spiny lobster seasons on lobsters on Thursday.
On
the second day of mini season.
One of the things which I've noticed about this particular story is that it seems like you speak in terms of possibility, but not actuality.
I don't know what you're talking about, really, but you know, there's a story, this email floating around.
Okay.
About sea turtles. And, you know, we were just talking to Eric Douglas about his new book, The Sea Turtle Rescue.
Booksbyeric.com.
Yeah, you can check it out there for kids. And the thing is, while I was on our last travels, actually just last week, I got this email again from a Scuba Radio listener with a bunch of pictures, a series of pictures that say this is happening in Costa Rica, where you see these pictures of literally hundreds of sea turtles on a beach and people wandering around the sea turtles and gathering their eggs up from the sea turtles and taking them away. And it must be like, I don't know, 10 pictures. And it says, now we see what's happening. This is why the sea turtles are under attack and they're disappearing. The people are stealing their eggs and selling them off into the black market or something to that effect. And I'm like, I'm looking at this and I'm like, I've seen this before. This doesn't look right. And sure enough, I got an email the next day from somebody who had said, hey, this is Snopes, right? Snopes or Snopes?
Right, Snopes. SNOPES.com. Snopes.
Yeah.
.com. It's an online website, which is great for testing urban myths. I guess he's my stepfather. My mother's second husband. It's hard to call him dad. She's been married to him for like a year and a half.
Yeah. And you had to go to Snopes to find out that it wasn't true?
No. He sends me emails like once a month.
Oh.
And it's always something where, President Johnson was on an airplane abducted by aliens or...
Yeah, something
your
real.
Your computer's going to turn into oatmeal. And
it could happen.
And this is what I do. Invariably, if I get an email from Grandpa Bob, the very first thing I do is just... type in the subject line into Snopes and then send them the link.
Greg limited out on lobster mini season. Snope it. Anyway, my point is that
that's the funniest thing you've said in the studio in a month. Go on.
So my point is that I'd seen this before and I was like, nah, this isn't
doesn't
accurate.
Seem right. Yeah.
Sure enough, and somebody and it was up on Snopes. And I actually read the Snope thing, and I'm like, wow, this is really bad, because not only is it claiming something that isn't true, the pictures are taken of some researchers that were gathering the eggs to actually save them and to do research in Costa Rica. Meanwhile, the Costa Rica Tourism Authority is being bombarded by people that think that they're masquerading.
Massacring.
Yeah. They're doing that to all these sea turtles.
Holy crap.
Yeah.
Yes.
It's been a month. What do you want? And
professional broadcaster here.
And so the poor saps down there in Costa Rica are taking a major black eye, and they've been dealing with this for over a year now.
And especially since Costa Rica is really one of the countries which is working on developing ecotourism.
Yeah, yeah.
Ecuador and Costa Rica.
Yeah. In Costa Rica, tourism of folks, you know, I want to help you out, and it is one of the few places I have yet to be go to. Costa Rica
it's
is
like
on the
seven
list.
Places on the planet.
Yeah.
Wait a second.
The seven wonders of the world that I haven't been to?
Seven places on the planet. There's only three of them that have average mean temperatures above 70 degrees.
Well, good point. But Costa Rica is in that category.
Oh, yes.
Yeah. And I'd like to go. And so I feel your pain, and if you want to have me down, call me.
Yeah, this is a great way to thank him for clearing the air on this.
Yeah, so if you see that email and you think Costa Rica is being some kind of evil country wiping out the sea turtle population.
It's a lie.
Snope it.
SNOPES.com.
Yeah, it's just not true. All right, so I wanted to get that out there. A few other things. Now, let's talk about the Bachelorette. You know, I don't normally watch this reality show. I am a reality show junkie, but I got to say, this is one the wife likes, right? But I did watch the final two episodes of The Bachelorette because when we were in Fiji last time, we went to Coral Sun Resort on Savu Savu, and it was one of the resorts where they had filmed the finale of The Bachelorette. And it was unbelievable as far as a resort to visit. CoralSunResort.com. Check it out. Check out the pictures. And it is just like the pictures. There ain't no false advertising going on there. And you can see why the producers of The Bachelorette wanted to use that as a backdrop for some of their TV show. So I watched it, and lo and behold, I didn't recognize hardly anything. It kind of stunk. I don't know how they cut it up.
Your wife doesn't believe that you've been to Fiji.
Yeah. Now I kind of wonder. I didn't see a whole lot about Coral Sun. I saw him listed on the credits at the end of the show, but I couldn't recognize the shots from wherever they were setting up shop. I'm sure it was happening.
Maybe they stayed at Coral Sun.
Well, they did, but they supposedly had some dinner scenes or something that were there, because they had told me. Jack from Coral Sun Resort had told me they did a little bit of this and that there.
Because you can always believe a resort operator when he tells you that Jimmy Buffett was here yesterday afternoon.
No, it's true, because I did recognize some of the places across the street.
Snoop it.
It happened. And I was there, I tell you. But go check it out online. It was worth watching. Just to say, I'll go there someday.
Scuba Radio.
Scuba.
Scuba Radio.
Radio show devoted to diving. Greg the Dive Master, Bill the producer, in the studio. I'm getting ready to leave for the Maldives, by the way. Go dive in the Indian Ocean. You're going to hear all about that in a couple weeks as we broadcast live from the new Explore Ventures boat in that part of the world. It's going to be quite an adventure. I really can't wait. It's going to be, I've been looking forward to this one for some time. And it's been great. But, you know, I was just talking about Fiji. And we just got back from Grenada and Dominica for Dive Fest. And, you know, the folks at the Fort Young Hotel in Dominica, which I compare very much like Fiji, you know, Dominica is like a little island that it kind of represents Fiji to me, smack dab in the middle of the Caribbean, as opposed to going halfway around the world in Fijian islands. Now, you got to do both. Don't get me wrong. But it's kind of interesting how, especially topside, they're very similar, geography. It's really an amazing place, Dominica. And the Fort Young Hotel where we stayed, which is really, you know, it's by far the nicest hotel in Dominica. And it has everything you could ever want. Really nice, beds and rooms and all the amenities of a very nice resort on the Nature Island. But they've set up a special deal for Scuba Radio listeners. Now, it's right there at scubaradio.com on the front page. But it's basically, you know, there's a 5-day package and a 7-day package. Extra diving, you get like free breakfast, a massage or dinner or something. They've added an extra bonus item for Scuba Radio listeners exclusively if you book it right now. So go to scubaradio.com, look on the front page, find it. Call them, email them, whatever you need to do, and book it, and you will thank me later. It's the Fort Young Hotel, just an amazing historic-type property there in Dominica, and it'll change your life. Once you go to Dominica, you're going to be just like me and want to go back every year, if not even more often, if you were allowed to, or if you could afford it,
if you were let out of the closet. Let's just say, for instance, you might be let out of a closet that you might be kept in for the vast majority of your day.
It would be one of the first places you'd want to go, for sure. You've seen the pictures, Bill. You've seen.
Oh, I've seen the pictures.
And I've
heard the stories.
The last trip to Dominica that we just did for Dive Fest, that was my fourth time, and it was by far the best one ever. It just keeps getting better and better every time I go to the Nature Island. And a big part of that is the Fort Young Hotel. It's just an amazing property and a great place to visit and hang out. And you'll just love everything that you would ever want to do there in Dominica, from the waterfalls to the hot springs, the rivers, the hiking that you can do. And, of course, let's not forget about the diving. You know, they got this Champagne Reef site where the volcanic activity bubbles up under the water and actually creates a champagne dive site, like you're diving through a bottle of champagne. It's an amazing place, the Nature Island. DiscoverDominica.com. All right, more coming up. Stay close.
Prepare to rig for dive!
Your surface interval is complete. You're now clear to dive with Scuba Radio.
Scuba Radio.
The world's first radio show devoted to diving.
Scuba Radio.
Dive, dive, dive.
Scuba Radio, divers consumer tip number 211. If you're rinsing your dive gear by walking through a car wash, remember to be sure to check no next to the box for hot wax.
Can I help you?
One wash and lube, please.
Hot wax?
Please.
So now, here's a Dan safety tip you can really use.
And yes, that means it's time for the real Dan Good Diving Safety Tip. And in the studio, we have Nick Bird, CEO and Chief Medical Officer for Divers Alert Network. How you feeling, Nick?
Hey, I'm calm, cool, and collected.
You say that like it's a surprise.
No, but I did have a moment of panic at the airport this morning. I thought I forgot my phone.
Scary how scary that is, isn't it?
Depressingly so, but it turned out I had it.
Still had a moment of panic, huh?
A moment. But I tried to do what I always tell others to do. I stopped, I got myself together, got control, and I thought through it.
So where was your phone?
I put it in my bag instead of my pocket.
Ah, I love a happy ending, but you know what? This is a good topic for today.
Panic? How to or how to avoid?
Funny. I think most folks have the actual panicking covered. Let's go with how to deal or how to avoid.
Where would you like to start?
Let's start with the definition of panic.
Okay. Well, panic is that sudden, overwhelming, intense reaction to a perceived threat or stressor. How's that for a definition? And I say perceived because panic doesn't necessarily have to be caused by something real. It only really needs to appear real or be believed to be real.
Like believing every shark is going to eat you, right?
Exactly. They're almost always going to leave you alone. But if you've convinced yourself they're a constant or immediate danger, you might just panic when you see one, even if there's no actual threat.
But you can see how someone might get scared.
I can. But it's important to understand that fear and panic are two totally different things. Fear, and even anxiety for that matter, can be both healthy and helpful. They can produce adrenaline, and that makes us more alert to danger. And that can even assist us in finding solutions to problems. But panic, on the other hand, that goes way beyond and into the realm of irrational thought and even full-blown terror. That is not helpful and actually can contribute to an inappropriate or harmful set of choices. Those are the sort that you see panic people make if they can react at all.
That explains why panic divers are sometimes unresponsive.
Yes, panic tends to turn a person's focus inward, to the point where the perception narrowing we learned about in our dive training becomes a reality. The focus is zeroed in on one particular element of the problem instead of the whole scenario. And that really impedes a person's ability to deal with the overall situation.
So what causes panic?
It begins with stressors and fears and escalates from there. It can be fear of the unknown, an imagined threat. The list is pretty long of what a person fears, though. But as far as divers go, there are common stressors that tend to trigger the response that leads to full-blown panic.
Like what?
Well, a good one is task loading, or a fear of exceeding dive profiles and what might happen if you do.
Environmental factors are a big one.
Sure they are. Fear of equipment failure is a common one, and just plain being out of your comfort zone, whether from peer pressure or of your own choice. That's probably one of the most common of all.
So we tell people not to panic, but it's easier said than done. How do you really deal with it?
Yeah, I recommend staying within your comfort zone. Don't go beyond your limits and stay within your training and experience. If you've learned something new or you're learning something new, take your time and stay with what you're comfortable with. If you're getting into new areas, get training and supervision so that you stay within an area where you're supported.
And take care of yourself. If you're not feeling up for the dive mentally or physically, just don't do it.
That's a great point. If you're not up for it, it's better not to dive.
So what if you're unable to avoid it?
Well, Before you get into full-blown panic, you will go through some initial stages of fear and anxiety. When you feel that coming on, stop. If you do nothing else, stop. Doing that will give you a chance to think. If you find you're having trouble thinking clearly, just breathe. Those three steps are critical. Focus on your breathing and remind yourself that it means you're okay. The key is to try and retain some level of calm, because if you can do that, you'll be in a better position to find a solution.
And of course, once you find that solution, act on it.
Yep. Get yourself to the surface and inflate your BCD. Another option is to drop your weights if you have to signal for help. But above all, keep breathing as normally as possible and try to stay relaxed.
What if it's your buddy who panics?
First, do your best not to join in. Second, don't do anything that will put you at risk.
Especially since they may not even realize you're trying to help, right?
Right. If you have to approach, do so in a way that avoids flailing arms and legs. And if you're able to help alleviate a problem, something like disentangling the diver or inflating their BCD, do it. Do what you can to help, but again, don't put yourself in risk.
Is there any way to be sure you avoid panic?
All you can really do is reduce the chances, like we've talked about here. But no one's immune to panic, and there's no guaranteed way to avoid it. But if you can avoid those factors that cause fear, you can take steps to reduce their impact on you. But even the most seasoned divers can panic, and it can be for a variety of reasons. People can be disoriented, have nitrogen narcosis, or unable to communicate. You just can't know. The best you can do is avoid what you know to be problematic. Try to recognize impending panic either in yourself and others and deal with it while it's still in the anxiety or lower level phases to maintain a level of coherency that will allow you to deal with the problem.
Comfort is the key, you think?
Comfort is the key.
Some are more prone than others, but no one's immune to panic. So be aware and be prepared. Know yourself and what makes you anxious, and do what you can to become comfortable with the situation. Stay within your comfort zone, and if you feel your anxiety start to rise, do your best to stay calm and in control. Do that, and you're guaranteed damn good diving.
That was beautiful.
Only you can prevent diving accidents. Divers Alert Network is your dive safety organization. With your support, Dan will continue to provide the research, service, and benefits to make your next dive a safe dive. So don't be a dinghy. Join Dan today by calling 1-800-446-2671.
And don't forget that Dan Orr and Betty Orr are going to join us on the next Scuba Radio Scuba Cruise September 17th in Sabah. And I just got word this week that we're going to go a few days early because we board in St. Kitts. And we're going to actually go and do a little St. Kitts adventure before we jump on the boat with the tourism authority from St. Kitts and Nevis. And Dan and Betty are going to join us for that little excursion as well. So we're going to get there a few days early, travel around St. Kitts, do a radio show on the main island there, St. Kitts. And then we're going to hop on board the Explorer Venture 2 liveaboard boat and cruise over to Sabah and dive around the island of Sabah and end up in St. Martin. It's going to be quite an adventure. Dan Orr is going to do a seminar on board. Mermaid Tony's going to be on the boat as well. So she'll be doing some mermaiding. And, of course, yours truly there to do a little show. Mermaiding. What? Then that is an adjective.
Okay, but you just made it into a verb and a past participle.
Okay.
Actually, a future perfect.
It's participle. That, too. Isn't it? Look it up on Snopes.
I don't think that's good for grammar corrections.
Oh. Okay. Well, anyway.
You were talking about Explorer Ventures there for a second.
Right. ExplorerVentures.com, by the way. Go there.
Also, you can check them out on Facebook, because whenever something exciting happens, and they actually had an update on their Sabah itinerary this past week. So check out Explorer Ventures on Facebook, and you can get updates on the different itineraries, things that happened. There were potted dolphins.
Really?
Yep.
Well, there you go. As a matter of fact, Clay from Explorer Ventures, the Big Cheese, is going to join us in hour two.
Likely story.
To talk about their new boat in Mexico. I'll leave it at that, but that's coming up in a matter of moments. However, I did want to...
I just checked on Snopes. It is not called the Arriba Arriba Andale Andale.
Okay. Well, at least we got that much covered. What about Shark Week? Did you watch this last week, Bill?
I think I'm
burnt out on it.
I stumbled across Shark Week a couple of times. Honestly, I didn't like the host.
Who was the host this year? See, I don't
comedian,
even know.
Some comedian dude. Hmm. And he didn't...
Didn't work for you, huh?
Didn't work for me. None of it seemed particularly groundbreaking. None of what I saw seemed new.
Yeah.
You know what I mean?
Well, and that's the thing. I did not even turn it on. Honestly, I've been traveling so much, I haven't had time. But I knew what was going on, and I thought about it, and I'm like, meh, I've seen this so many times before. I don't need to watch it again.
There is something that I did learn, though, and I didn't learn it from the Discovery Channel. I actually learned it from a commercial. It turns out that sharks have a week devoted to the world's most interesting man.
Would you like to talk diving? Greg the Dive Master's all toweled down and ready to take your call now. Call Scuba Radio at 1-888-88-SCUBA.
Hosting a radio show about scuba diving and boating is one of the best gigs on the planet. It's actually part of my job to check out and report on cool new products I personally use to enhance my diving and boating adventures. However, I do believe in sharing the joy, and this is why we've added Nanook protective hard cases to our list of products you can now purchase on the merchandise page at scubaradio.com. Nanook cases are designed to protect the most sensitive equipment in the harshest environments. Underwater photographers, listen up. From their high-impact NK7 resin to their exclusive power claw latches, Nanook has raised the bar for those of you that demand the best protection for your gear. Plus, Nanook protective cases cost less than similar products currently on the market. The company has been around for over 15 years, but it's new to the U.S., so we've made a small number of Nanook cases available exclusively for you at a special introductory price on the merchandise page at scubaradio.com. Go there now and check out Nanook, the evolution of protection.
I'm always the first to run low on air.
I'm adjusting my BCD all the time.
It feels that I spent half my dive swimming back to the dive boat and on the surface.
You can learn to improve your diving so that you can feel more confident with your skills and more comfortable in the water thanks to the Professional Association of Dive Instructors. Peak Performance Buoyancy and the Navigation Specialty Course are just a few of the many PADI offerings to consider. Visit PADI.com to find the PADI Dive Center nearest you. PADI, the way the world learns to dive.
Bula, that's the greeting you get from the smiling, generous Fijians who welcome you to Fiji. And while Fiji's friendly people, white sand beaches, rainforest, and waterfalls are a huge draw for any traveler, divers in the know consider Fiji the soft coral capital of the world. With direct regular flights from LAX on Air Pacific, it's never been easier to live your Fiji experience. Go to FijiMe.com to book dive packages from backpacker to five-star spa resorts. That's FijiMe.com.
You mean they were only scuba divers?
Professional sea scavengers. This pony head hid the scuba mask. The fin on the back concealed a scuba tube. The flippers on the feet actually helped them swim faster.
And welcome back to the world's first radio show devoted to diving. I am Greg the Dive Master, along with Bill the Producer. Now, this is the first time I've been back in the studio in over a month, literally. And I apologize, but when you're traveling the world, you know, you do what you do, and you try to catch up on things when you can. And last time I was in the studio, we were struck by lightning, and this time we were in the studio, we were struck by lightning. The studio, not us personally, but right before I came back into the studio, our phone lines took a hit. Luckily, we got them working, and hats off to producer Bill for making it happen for today. But however, last time this happened, I had booked this guy, Dennis Jacobson, for the show, who wrote a book called The Scuba Snob's Guide to Diving Etiquette. And we have rescheduled, and we got him on the line now. Dennis, welcome to Scuba Radio. How you doing?
I'm great. It's just really good to be on your show. Welcome back to the continent.
Yes. Well, it's a brief stay. I leave for the Maldives on Tuesday. But it's all good, and it's good to be here, and good to talk to you, and get properly trained, I guess, for my next adventure. Because I'm starting to wonder if maybe I have been,
Here's the thing I think that we need to straighten out first and foremost.
Okay, what?
And, of course, we are talking with Dennis Jacobson, the Scuba Snob's Guide to Diving Etiquette. And if you need to find out more information, you should go to their website, scubasnobs.com, scubasnobs.com. But where in this book what page do I need to point him to where it says, stop bragging about all your stupid dive trips? There's got to be in there someplace, Dennis.
No, that's you're supposed to do that, aren't you, Dennis? Come on.
Actually, you are.
See?
And in fact, there is a chapter on dive talking.
Right.
Which doesn't say don't do it, but actually gives you some tips on how to do it, though I don't think Greg the Dive Master needs those tips.
All right, yeah, because when you say, hey, I'm going to the Maldives, and you're not, so suck it, that is the proper etiquette way to present that to a dive buddy, isn't it?
Well, in the context of scuba snobs, the answer is yes.
Yes, okay, see? I knew this book
now, wait
was
a second,
me.
Though. Let me make sure we get a full sense of the sentence. Hey, it's nice to be back in the studio after I just got back from Dominica, but I won't be here next week because I'll be in the Maldives.
Suck it.
That's what being Greg the Dive Master is all about. That's why I wish I was you.
Wow. He knows
you know
that
what,
a
Dennis?
Brown nose, too. That's what I like about this guy.
Dennis, I wish you were him, too.
Yeah, well, I listen to the shows from Dominica, and I understand a local producer there might have wished the same thing, but that's a different story.
Yeah, good point. All right, so this came about why? Why did you write the Scuba Snob's Guide to Diving Etiquette there, Dennis?
Well, I wrote it with my wife, Debbie, the scuba diva, and we've been diving a long time. We're active divers, and sometimes there are people that can just suck all the positive energy out of a dive.
Bill.
And good manners are appropriate everywhere, and they're even appropriate on dive boats and under the water.
Okay.
And so we thought we would write a book. I don't own a dive shop. I teach part-time out of a dive shop. But we don't own a dive shop, and we're not in the full-time business, so we didn't have to be polite about it. And
okay.
If you've read the book, you know that there's a little sarcasm in it from time to time.
Yeah, well, you need
but
to
pointing
be.
Out things that sometimes just need to be said.
Yeah, well, I know there's a whole chapter about what not to wear, you know, which normally you would get this on, you know, like the Home Shopping Network channel or TLC or something. But for divers, it doesn't exist until you've created this, because there are some fashion snafus that divers are making that we need to call them out on. Are you with me here or what, Dennis?
I am. And, you know, and I'm looking right now as we're talking, I'm looking at your wonderful photos from Dominica. Not all of us look as good as the people you get to travel with.
Well, you notice there's very few pictures of me.
Hardly any pictures of Greg. You would think that he made up that he'd been there.
Well, no, there's some.
There's a few.
I'm not going to say anything about that because I have a face and body for radio, and I'm just going to leave that alone.
Okay, fair enough. But what about things to wear or what not to wear? What I know there's a section in here about guys wearing Speedos or something.
Yeah, that's the first rule. Guys shouldn't wear Speedos.
Yeah,
either
I'm with you.
You just don't look as good in them as you should. Women can wear anything they want.
As long as it's on in the pile on the floor. Hello, thank you.
There you go.
No, in fact,
there's a program
work.
I heard on. I was listening to a different radio station earlier, and there was a question or a program about what do you say to a woman when she's naked, and the answer was you don't need to say anything. She's already naked. But I didn't make that up.
Yes.
Oh, there's some other things. You know, when you're on in a family outing, don't wear clothing with profanity on it or naked women political.
If I can throw this out there, I think that applies unless you know you're going on a private excursion.
Absolutely.
I mean, just because you're going and you're not going with family or children or anything like that, doesn't mean you get to impose that sense of personal freedom that you have on the people who are out with their families. I've always felt
right.
That way.
No, and that's chapter 5, and it's strictly talking about just let everybody else enjoy their outing as much as you. And, you know, the same thing's true when we talk about rules of etiquette on a liveaboard, and we said if you don't want to follow the rules of etiquette, that's fine. Charter your own boat. Make up your own rules.
Yeah. Well, good point.
End of story.
Yeah. Well, it makes a lot of sense. I mean, just some of the chapters here. How do you know if you're a scuba snob? Qualifications to be a scuba snob. Rules of etiquette, liveaboard rules, dress code, underwater etiquette. I mean, the list goes on. Dive talking or dive trash talking, I think is what we need to throw that in there.
I could help out.
Talking
help
about dives, not dive trash talking.
ScubaSnobs.com is the website. Check it out. All right, hour two of Scuba Radio's coming up.
On deck.
Yeah, whatever. It's been a while since I've been here. What do you want? But we're going to find out about the new liveaboard in Mexico with Explorer Ventures. That's all coming up. Stay close to the world's first radio show devoted to diving.
Scuba Radio is a production of Overboard Entertainment Incorporated. Scuba
Radio. This seems the logical place for fish to congregate.
Remember, you can listen live or to archives of past editions of Scuba Radio worldwide over the internet at scubaradio.com.
So we're in international waters?
Indeed so.
Tell a friend and buddy up with your radio every week for Scuba Radio, the world's first radio show devoted to diving.
Well, it's all very nice here, but we should be going. I miss me wife and me oxygen.
Yes, we all miss our loved ones and gases. Let's go.